The countdown to episode 500 begins here. This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com. You're listening to the 17th anniversary episode of Radio Free Cybertron.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 490. I am Brian Kilby, and I am joined by the effervescent Chris.
Hey!
Diecast, is that a Venom shirt that you're wearing?
Anti-Venom.
Anti-Venom. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Matt... and he's nodding. John DeLuna's here.
Yo.
Which is rare, which is nice.
And he's actually responsive, which is even more rare.
I know. Rob Clay.
Hi.
And the leader of the Headmasters himself, Headmaster Don.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Don. Can you fight without Chrome Dome?
I don't need no stinking Chrome Dome.
So, Diecast, that...
That's why he's selling it to Rob.
The anti-Venom shirt is awesome. Where did you get that?
That was...
is that Under Armour?
eBay, but from China.
Mm. Nice.
Did it come on package? Was it missing a wheel?
Does it catch fire?
It was missing the Kara label. He has no idea how to wash it.
Has it turned your skin plaid yet?
I'm starting to itch a little.
Now that you mention it.
You're going to have a rash in that spider pattern on your chest tomorrow.
Yeah.
Although that sounds kind of awesome when you say it like that.
That does. Then he'll actually be like developing webbing from his wrists.
Okay, so therefore he's Barkley.
Actually, I guess technically Venom and Anti-Venom, it's not from the wrist. They could do it from anywhere. It just comes out of the wrist.
And he won't develop spider powers. He will develop this proportional strength, speed, and agility of a t-shirt.
I'm much faster than a t-shirt already.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't say it would be an upgrade, I guess.
You know, you'll need to be faster than the t-shirt when JT Hogg gets his hands on you at Jolanta, just saying.
He's going to need this shirt.
Why, are you going to bite him?
Although it'll be red because there'll be all his blood all over it.
They'll turn it pink, not red.
Yeah.
Get color theory right, Diecast.
Actually, no, I think the blood will actually stick to the outside of it, so it would
be
it'll
turn, it'll end up turning brown.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be a Carnage shirt.
And this is Radio Free Cybertron. We're the original and best Transformers podcast ever. This is actually our 17th anniversary episode. 17 years ago this week, some loser named Brian sat down and recorded himself talking about Transformers and put it on the internet.
I heard he doesn't record anymore.
I wish he didn't.
And in the words of Jimmy Durante, happy birthday!
So if somebody asked me, like, what are you doing for your 17th anniversary? We're doing this. We're not nothing. Maybe for a 20th, we'll do something special like retire.
It's like, what is 17 years?
Okay,
like,
Lent? Years.
Yes. Years.
Is it Lent or, you know, paperclips or...
I don't know, Don. I don't know.
In three more years, we'll just be finishing up Planets Transform.
Yeah, or whatever it's going to be called. I think it's going to be like Super Transforming Super Pets is going to be the third part of the Prime Wars trilogy.
Yeah, I'm betting it'll be like GoBots.
That would be awesome.
They'll bring GoBots back.
We're starting to get monster bots, so who knows what they're going to do next.
It'll probably, instead of being GoBots, it'll probably be GoBots and... That will make everybody happy.
As pretenders.
I'm going to be boring and say, based on last week's issue of the Transformers, it's probably just going to be Prime Wars.
Probably.
Well, I assume that when they announced that the trilogy was called Prime Wars, because, like...
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's see here. If you didn't already catch all of the coverage from New York Comic Con, go back to tformers.com. All of the photos are there. Diecast took who was there from T-Formers? Was it Jay?
I assume so. I don't actually know for sure. I didn't ask.
But lots of photos are there. And, of course, you can check out last week's episode when we went in depth and we actually spoke to Diecast and Anthony from TFU.info who were live there at the event. Great job, Diecast, pulling all that together. That was phenomenal.
Thank you.
And great job, like capping the video, capping the live stream as well. that was smart. Yeah, I was. I actually, you sent me a text about the baby arm, and I'm like, whenever somebody says baby arm, that usually concerns me. It's like, did you check Twitter? I've got a baby arm. I'm like, oh no. But that was the Trypticon leg that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week. We'll talk about that a little bit this week. But a lot of other stuff. Just go check it out. It was awesome, and we had a lot of fun. I love big events like that because it sort of creates like an awesome like energy that we don't get a lot to talk about that's really that fun in Transformers sometimes. But
what a depressing anniversary, Brian.
I know, right? Well, again, used to be back in the day, a new toy comes out or something, and it's like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. But, you know, we get like 50 toys a year now. It's almost like it's hard.
We have a saturation problem.
Yes, it's hard to have like a big event or a big deal. And, I love these little ways that Hasbro has been sharing the news out across the year. I used to complain about it when, at San Diego Comic-Con, you would get the news that should have been at BotCon. But when it comes, especially what we do with doling out news, it really, really helps us out. So thank you, Hasbro.
Especially since there's not a BotCon anymore, it's not really even an issue.
Well, so Diecast mentioned last week that he asked them about when something would be announced, and they said, wait a month. Of course, if we go back to in a month, that we may ask again, they'll say, wait a month. And then, may I wait a month?
Well, I mean, the good thing to point at, or the, the positive to get out of it is they're still considering something for next year, and it's not just, maybe in 2018.
Yeah. And they didn't respond, what's BotCon?
that would have been.
Yeah.
Maybe JoeCon will be become JoeCon and BotCon together.
It'll just stop being JoeCon. That will become HasbroCon. It'll still be Fun Pub operated. It'll just be completely rebranded and be everything at once.
I would go to that.
Yeah. At the TFCC roundtable every year, people brought up the thing that there's a lot of people that wanted both conventions to be under the same roof, and Brian Savage said at one point the logistics of getting all that stuff done for the same convention, some things would be easier, but some things like getting all the toys done.
I bet if you ask him now, he would be like, yep, we could totally do that. That would be the best idea ever.
Yeah.
Don, I agree. It would be hard.
I want to make a comment on that logistics thing, but I think I'm just going to let that slide.
Yeah. The ship has sailed. We miss you, BotCon. Did anybody get anything new this week?
Ooh, I did.
Yes, you did. Tell us what you got.
I got a Chrome Dome that is actually in the package. Compliment Hasbro.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what would be really funny, though, is if it was still missing a wheel.
and then I also got this little Prime from the RID Warriors Prime. Yeah. I didn't realize it actually come with a Mini-Con.
Oh, really?
I thought it was just the box sets that came with the little mini con.
Oh, it does. I didn't even realize.
I thought it just came with the wing backpack piece. Oh, not a transforming mini con.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
No,
I didn't open it yet.
But I'll be honest. I like the colors on the Toys R Us exclusive version better because it's.
You're talking about the one that's the Jeffrey that I'm getting from Big Bad Toy Store.
No, that's
not even the Warrior Quest. That's the Mini-Con battle armor size.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's actually still a nice toy. But it's
I'm not saying it's not a nice toy. It's just the smaller one.
It's not going to come with the armor, though.
No.
That's sad.
But it's strange that the Toys R Us exclusives are $2 cheaper than the regular line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I mean, I wasn't complaining, this weekend, but still, it was a little bit strange.
Diecast for the audio listeners.
Is that Captain Britain?
It's Captain Britain.
Captain Britain. It was in the bag of goodies from
when Captain Britain throws his mighty
sister Stony
Stonehenge. sorry to all of our UK listeners.
Yeah, I want a superhero that throws Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Then the other
King,
thing,
the reincarnation of King Arthur might not approve.
Yeah,
you're right.
The Takara heads for Ghost Shooter and Nightbeat, which came with Wheelie Legends Wheelie and Legends Rewind.
So
hang on, Doc. Yes, we need if you go talk about the those figures, you need some appropriate music. So let me.
Nice.
Head on.
That's awesome. So the Takara Knight beat, I think, does look a little better than the Hasbro Knight beat.
Oh.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's still got that face sculpt.
Yeah.
But they have extra paint, so it kind of looks, you know, that yellow paint isn't there on the Hasbro one.
Even though the Deluxe Knight beat figure, the head sculpt, doesn't really look so much like Knight beat. It still looks really. It's still my favorite.
Don, stop it.
Sorry. Stop it. It still looks
sorry.
Better.
Hang on.
It's still my favorite.
New phone.
It's still my favorite. It's still my favorite part of that toy. So with the new head, it I don't know. It looks a little off. But I was able to use Unseen Galvatron's adapter piece to put my domestic Nightbeat head on Nightbeat.
The adapter I have too works good with the US heads. The Ghost Shooter head doesn't really fit all that well in it, which is strange because the Ghost Shooter head's actually tighter in most other sockets I've tried it in. So it's kind of like, it's a loose fit in this adapter, but it's tight in all the other neck joints. I can't really figure out how that works. Looks really good on the body though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I can't wait to get my Ghost Shooter body like here in the next couple weeks.
Sorry, Brian.
And then I did also just put up a video review today of those two figures with the Takara heads at RFC Reviews on YouTube.
Are you using the new collar piece that that Insane Galvatron put together, or is it the same one?
It's the same one.
Okay.
I just ordered one of those collar piece ones, though.
Yeah, mine's working fine, and you can actually transform the figure with the headmaster installed, which I show on the video.
That's interesting. That's neat.
Nice.
I don't know where mine is, or I would show it. So I also got that wheelie and Ghost Shooter head. So
I'm not really sure about wheelie with the deco overall. In one way, it's too orange, but in another way, it's not orange enough. Like, if it was all the richer orange and not the pale over half of it, I think I'd be a little bit better with the color saturation. I like the gray-painted shins on it, though.
Have you tried to transform it yet?
Yeah, it's a little bit better than my Hasbro one. A lot more of it actually, like, clicks into place when I snap it together.
I think mine's a little worse.
It's still not super stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm really considering swapping out the canopy piece for the tinted Hasbro one, though. I don't think that's on a pin or anything, so it should just be able to pop out and change easily. I think the contrast would probably help it a little bit. But, I mean, overall, it's still pretty nice.
Yeah. I still love the look of it. I forgot who it was during pre-show saying that if it fit together better, it would be I think it was Don, it would be like a top 10 toy for the year.
I can see that.
It's just a super frustrating toy that just looks exactly like I want it. It's funny because, like, fiddling with it, like, it literally, like, that nostalgia thing, like, in my heart literally, like, clicks on. I'm like, I love this so much. Then I try to transform it. I'm like, I hate this. I hate this so much.
I don't hate it. It's fiddly, but it looks good when you get it. Can actually get it in either mode. It looks really good. So
I think the best word is disappointing.
Yeah.
I won't even go that far.
Yeah, I'm not disappointed with it.
I am.
Now that I'm more used to transforming that mold, it's not quite as frustrating. But that first couple of times when I just, you know, I slip and it suddenly it's just a heap of parts on the table, that was annoying.
I think a lot of how you're going to cope with this just depends on the QC role you get. Like, I just pulled the arm off of Wheelie trying to transform it, but I'm okay with that because, you know, that happens sometimes.
Are we gonna
those ball joints are super shallow.
Are we getting this repainted though into Dion?
Well, I mean, if we still had a collector's club,
we probably would.
If we get a Generations Cup, maybe somebody will do that.
Oh, I would buy it.
I do want a cup in this line.
It's a fairly strong possibility that we are getting Cup because the Perceptor we saw last week came off the same list of names.
What about
You know, considering the list of characters we've been getting, Cup would fit in there pretty well.
So are we getting two girls? I had to go there. I am so sorry. Okay, let's. Anybody else get anything?
Yes.
What'd
but
you get?
Rob can go first. I know he got stuff.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I got Power Master Optimus Prime this week. I really like that. It's, you know, it's the Ultra Magnus mold, so I was fairly familiar with a lot of it. But I really like what they've done with it. I like the changes they made. I think the thing that is most impressive to me actually is how well the trailer comes together. That is. They managed to make a really fairly coherent trailer out of, you know, four quadrants on the arms and legs. And that's pretty nice. Also, yes, it is better at holding the guns than Ultra Magnus was. It's still a little tricky to do for me. Like, just pushing them down into the channels is not enough. You have to, like, position them just right and snap the fingers around it to make it fit properly. But once it does, it is a pretty ironclad hold. But yeah, I like it. I'm happy I got it, and I really hope somebody makes a cab that turns into a separate robot for it at some point. I also found at a thrift store for $3 Evasion Mode Optimus Prime, which was complete except for the shotgun. I really like that too, but it's bizarre because it's the only Transformer I think I've ever owned where it gets harder to transform every time I do it. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Well, see, that's the one good thing about that Weijang, the upscaled unofficial model that both Diecast and I have, mm-hmm. is you've got enough mass as a leader class toy that it's still, Diecast will probably, he'll say the same thing, it's still kind of tricky, but you've got room for stuff to move now, especially on those arm flippy panels.
Yeah.
doing that rotation. At least with the Weijang version, you've got enough wiggle room that it's not quite as frustrating.
I had a hard time figuring out how to transform that one because I don't like to use instructions the first time. Let's say I feel like I'm going to break something, and then
that's why I break stuff.
Going to look, but yeah, that one is a little bit tricky.
Yeah, it didn't for whatever reason the first time. Just on the way home, it did not give me any trouble transforming it. I managed to get it into both truck and robot modes, and like I said, every time. I've done it since it's gotten progressively harder to get right.
And don't worry about the shotgun. The shotgun is really stupid. It doesn't look good on that figure. If you can find any other gun in a parts listing somewhere that looks halfway decent with a 5mm peg, it'll work look better than that stupid shotgun.
Okay.
The shotgun's really made for Megatron anyway. I mean, that's the whole reason it was even there. That's not even anything like what Optimus used in the movie.
Anybody else? Chris, you got some stuff?
So besides Wheelie, which I did finally get transformed, this one does hold together better than my Hasbro one. Although, of course, I can still, you know, crush it with a thought. I got my Legends Scourge in finally. Very, very nice.
Woo-hoo.
I got actual Blur instead of Bluer.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't he pretty?
Yeah, I gotta yes. say this. Paint, it does a toy good.
It does, and also using more than one plastic color in it, you know, that kind of helps too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look close at this, you can see that there is room on here for at least three different plastic colors. The Hasbro one literally uses one plastic color for the entire thing.
They literally look like two completely different toys.
Although I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I also was able to pick up the last Rumble at any of the local Targets, had pulled out of the back. This is nice. I still had to do the hinge modification on the arm so that it would not break when I transformed it into its tablet mode. Still really want to get Frenzy and Eject out of this, but I'm kind of seeing that as being a long shot since they're both the same mold and also primarily blue. Last thing I got was Warrior Robots in Disguise Starscream.
Nice.
Is that not a pretty good figure? Other than the hips.
Yeah, the hips are a little bit loose. I can you know, tighten them up if I really need to. But they do pretty well just on their own. I'd like the face sculpt to be a little bit better on this. It looks a little bit weird in this helmet, even though I can tell they were trying to go for making it look like the previous the Transformers Prime Starscream face within a G1 Starscream helmet. Which, I mean, I kind of like the idea of that. But it still comes off looking a little bit weird the way they sculpted it. But like overall, this is actually a really nice, solid figure. The jet mode's a lot more like Cyclonus than Starscream. Unfortunately, I can't really see an easy way they could remold it to, you know, get a Cyclonus out of it in the future.
But I definitely wouldn't mind rebuying this again as a Thundercracker and a Skywarp. So I would not mind getting this mold again later on down the road.
If they do it as like a Sunstorm, I'll be in on it. I don't care enough to get a Skywarp or Thundercracker out of it, but I would buy it again in another deco if it was something that, you know, caught my interest well enough.
And they think
But I was happy I found this past Sunday, because this week Toys R Us has been running a sale of buy one, get one half off on action figures from $9.99 to $19.99. So I was able to get that and Sweep 3 this week for about half price.
Nice.
The Generations toys are a little bit more expensive than the Toys R Us exclusive Robots in Disguise toy, so it still was a little bit higher than getting one half off. But yeah, that's I think that's all I got this week.
I just transformed Wheelie, and I'm like fiddling with it. I'm worried that it's going to like eject one of its neutrons and degrade into a lower form of whatever it is. So
it would like having a three-wheeled chrome dome.
It's kind of, actually, that's not far off.
You know, the way they did the wheels on Legends Wheelie is kind of weird, because like they painted the inside of them, but not in such a way where like the corners turn opaque. So it's like it has black hubcaps but still clear tires. It's really kind of weird how they did that. I don't know why they didn't paint it on the outside.
Yeah. Anybody else get anything? Matt?
Not this week.
Well, you're still like... You still have your one up on all of us because of Lyo Kaiser.
I still have Lyo Kaiser, yes.
I was going to say, while we're talking about the Titan Returns figures and the cassettes, I ordered today from Toy Hacks the one penny set for Laserbeak, which looks really cool. And their Soundwave kit looked really good too. And it was $16 or $18 for the Soundwave kit, and I ended up ordering that too.
Yeah,
so
Toy Hacks is going crazy with all these extra kits and everything they're doing. I think it's awesome. They've gotten some extra help, and they're doing really great work.
They got a sticker sheet up now to turn Combiner Wars Wheeljack into a new non-exhaust Decepticon character too, which looked reasonably interesting.
Yeah.
I am going to buy that, yes.
If I had the Combiner Wars Wheeljack on hand, I probably would order that, just so I could have a new limb for Grand Galvatron.
Oh, yeah.
But at this point, it's probably more trouble than it's worth to even find a Wheeljack to get that with.
Now, you might be able to check out like Hasbro Toy Shop's eBay page. I'm sure they have.
I do check that occasionally, and you're right. I probably can turn something up on there in the fullness of time.
If not, we can talk later.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the news. First thing, Don, I know Don wants to talk about this.
Okay, you are doing the Speaking History. I thought you were.
I did jump to the news. Sorry.
Damn it, Kilby.
No, okay.
See, you could have recovered out of that, too, and just, you know,
pretend
like you're doing the news all along.
I'm not. I just failed. Okay, so this week in history.
Well, this is the 17th anniversary. You got to get back to basics.
Yeah, 1992. The Headmaster episode, Fortress Maximus's gigantic new being airs in Malaysia. That's awesome. That's the one with the plant, right?
Yeah. That's where it seems his robot mode for the first time.
Yeah.
Big mode!
That's awesome. I need to sit down and rewatch all of these. I need to like spend some quality time with the wife and make her watch it too.
I'm sure that'll end well for all parties involved.
We've been married for several years now. That's probably enough.
Yeah. 2010, Discovery Kids becomes the hub, which was the greatest decision they ever made.
God, that was 6 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, wow. Remember when this came out? It was like, Hasbro's got its own channel. This could be great. Ew.
It didn't work out.
Yeah,
and of course, 2006, the 28th episode of Kiss Players airs in Japan.
And just stop and think, the 28th Kiss Players radio of Japan is crazy.
Yeah, they did not end this thing. We got three seasons of Transformers. Animated, and they got like a ton of these episodes of the radio drama Life Isn't Fair. Yep. Okay. Okay. Now the news. So Don really wanted to talk about this.
Well, I not really wanted. I just thought we needed to bring it up.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I want to talk about it. So the G.I. Joe Collectors Club, plus this is the G.I. Joe Club, not the Transformers Collectors Club.
No, they're available from both clubs.
Are they? Well, it's the crossover line between G.I. Joe and Transformers. So they're doing a really awesome G2 set. Which features Scarlet, Dr. Biggles-Jones, Megatron, Ravage, and Cobra Commander. That Dr. Biggles-Jones is worth it. But the box set, it's like a box set. It's like $150.
And the masterpiece Rat Bat done up in G1 Comic Colors.
I want that.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to, you know, let go one of those Rat Bats cheap, you know, talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally the only thing I wanted out of the set, though, and it not enough to order the whole thing for $130.
$130, yeah.
People watching the video.
I
love
it. It's a really nice looking set. I have a huge affection for the G2 comics and the G.I. Joe crossover issues that precede them. You know, in another set of circumstances, I would be all about this set as is. I'll totally, you know, help someone piece out a Rat Bat if they're not interested in Comic Color Masterpiece Rat Bat.
Yeah, so it's right here, $129. It's actually not bad. So
it is if you only want one of the figures.
Yeah,
I want that Scarlet. We didn't get that Scarlet with Ninja Force. I don't think so. I don't think we did, and we definitely didn't get the Dr. Biggles-Jones. So that's right. That's phenomenal. I love that. And also, we got Only Human, Rodimus, and RC.
So, Don, what do you think about that RC?
Well, I like the card. I think the card is very nice. I'm sure the back of it is interesting. It has to be an interesting bio card. The figure is interesting.
In what way, Don?
I don't know what I wanted, but that wasn't it. That's not it. I'm sorry. I know Lenny and everybody at the club put a lot of work into these, but the face just is not there. It's just not there.
I was reading a thread where people were trying to run down what parts were making up these various figures, and the consensus seemed to be that RC's head was a new sculpt.
I don't know what else it would be.
Yeah. It's just not, it's not really even close to, I'm sorry, I'm not, I feel like, you know, they're making this, they're not, of course, but they're not making it just for me. But I feel like of all the people that should be excited about this, and I just can't be, because it just,
if her head transformed into a 10-year-old kid,
even that would. I'm sorry. It just does not. I may go pre-order it after the show just so I can go ahead and have it as part of the collection. It's just. Oh
my God. So I would fully expect somebody to make a Shapeways helmet that looks like Daniel to go on this.
But you know, but I will say that I still will probably get it. The Rodimus looks good. I like the way the Rodimus looks.
I'm trying to teach myself SketchUp, so maybe I'll do it. Then I can just print it myself on my 3D printer.
Well, you know, that's a good point though. Like, is there a market on Shapeways where people are like having G.I. Joe parts and accessories that you can 3D print? Is that a thing that goes on?
I was looking at, I'm certain there's something. I was looking at Thingiverse for G.I. Joe accessories, and surprisingly little.
How do you 3D print a rubber band?
You buy a rubber band at Lowe's.
It's
a number 8 O-ring.
Yeah. Well, what do y'all think? I mean, Because, I mean, like I said, you know, it's just, I'm trying to like it. It's just the face is just
I mean, the face is weird looking. The way the hair is done around the face is also not helping it. That in itself looks kind of like a helmet.
Yeah. I don't know. Just repaint the head.
Yeah, I would like to see the back of the car could be, you know, her bio and all that could be really interesting though. So,
worth noting though, these are pre-orders right now, and the delivery estimate on them is late December. So they are pushing this as close to the wire as they possibly can.
I need that.
Same with subscription service five.
January or February,
as predicted.
They already said there was a factory pushback, so these aren't going to be here till after the end of the year.
I wonder how that's going to work. I don't know. I also got a notification from Big Bad today that Carnifex was coming in. So,
But I still hope, with the collector's club still having G.I. Joe, I still hope we get Ultra Magnus and Springer, and you know, at some point to complete the set.
Yeah. I wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah, that would probably be difficult. I've been wishing
for impossible things for 22 years. You know, another year or two won't do much difference.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But there's that, and I really want that box set, and I don't know if I'm going to get it. So, let's see here. Takatomi Transformers, the movie, 10th anniversary series. Oh, it's that movie. New line of reissues hitting in February. I don't know that I care about any of these.
And everybody,
I do know that I don't care about any of these.
And everybody like me who wants to feel too old now, this just doesn't help because the first movie is now a decade old.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, not till June. It's still coming.
The last night is going to be the 10th anniversary Transformers movie done.
The only thing in this that I really care about is
that was a great face, Matt.
Yeah. Actually, Barricade's not even in here, is it? Because that's like the only figure from the whole.
No, they put Soundwave in there instead.
Okay. Actually, Soundwave is hard to come by, though, isn't he?
This is the deluxe Soundwave.
This is the deluxe Mercedes Soundwave from Dark of the Moon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Most likely, I doubt they put the Human Alliance one in the anniversary line.
I would consider pre-ordering that because I didn't get it otherwise.
Yeah, and Human Alliance Soundwave is not bad, but I wasn't paying those prices for deluxe Soundwave what they were because I think even his recolor during the last movie advance series was pushing 70 or 80.
Wow. Yeah, the black Soundwave went high really fast. To be fair, though. It was really, really nice looking.
What I would want would be the deluxe lead foot. If they could reissue that, that would be nice.
Well, speaking of that Soundwave,
what is it on?
I'm checking on that Soundwave.
Some of the reissues are just dumb because it's like, you know, Grimlock. He was just out. Now they're going to reissue him for the anniversary. Like, unless they do something to make that figure dramatically better, like really nice paint. I think it's coming with a
little accessory figurine of Optimus that rides it.
Oh, actually, Brian. Really? Okay.
I would consider that.
Yeah, both the Dinobots come with rider figures, in fact.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, I'm reading the ad. At a Big Bad Toy Store,
okay,
and it is the Human Alliance Soundwave.
I don't want it then. I want the deluxe version.
because those legs are definitely Human Alliance Soundwave. So, okay, cool.
I mean, it's probably like $60,
$50.
Yeah. Let's see here. So this is one of my favorite stories. Legend series LG-41 Leo Prime. New photos of Takara Tomy's reuse of Titan's Return Alpha Trion as Leo Convoy, or I guess now canonically he is Leo Prime, right?
Yeah. The katakana say Leo Prime, same as they did for the Transformers Prime figure. So I guess the Japanese version is Leo Prime now.
I miss Convoy. I like saying Convoy. So basically, anytime there's a lion, they repaint it to Leo Convoy. So this is to me, it's a surprise, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's definitely. But I love the fact is, you know, he's giant robot warrior, giant lion, and now he's his own spaceship.
Why not?
Because sometimes you need to get around, Don.
Yeah, no, it's just
his lion legs get tired.
well, you know, he's just lying around all day, so I don't know.
Wonder if we're gonna get Sawback redone as Leo Jr.
So somebody suggested Shuffler as Big Convoy to come along with him. So I thought
that was a great comment.
I love that.
That would be awesome, yes.
Let's see here. What else? Oh yeah, so I pre-ordered this as soon as I saw it. I'm like, yeah, I have to have this. next item.
I mean, the deco is nice. I just still don't want that toy.
I've pre-ordered it. I'm hoping to find an Alpha Trion by then. Back order aside, by the time this comes out. To see how the mold is, but I do like the way this looks as Leo Con. I'm still calling him Leo Convoy.
So, next item, lots more stuff showed up during the live stream that was streamed last Thursday at New York Comic Con, and so the big thing is this photo of Trypticon's leg. And what I love is somebody on Facebook or somewhere had got in and basically photoshopped in a scaled up G1 Trypticon and put it in these pictures, and people totally bought it. But that's a pretty big leg. That is
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The best part is when it unfolds, it's like almost the size of Metroplex in base mode. It's pretty long, so it's going to be a big base mode.
Now here it is beside a six shot.
Yeah, it's just about as tall as Six Shot.
That's ridiculous. I can't wait to get this.
Great, yeah. And they're saying fall, which is what we expected, fall of 2017. So we'll probably see it at New York Toy Fair.
Oh, yeah, we'll absolutely see this at Toy Fair.
Yeah.
And I hope it just winds up being a retool and repaint of Metroplex.
Well, it's kind of hard.
Impressed.
Leg,
with one new leg.
With one new leg.
Yes, one new leg.
One new leg. And they just flip the other side. So it's just, yeah. But that's cool. Anything else? The helmet, the new movie helmet.
Yeah, that sure is the same voice changer helmet I've had since 2007, just restyled a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this one's going to be a little bit more detailed. It's going to be like $80, I think.
You gotta be kidding.
That's absurd.
Yeah, $79.99. It has the voice changer and
so does the $20 one I got in 2007.
But this is like a full helmet.
That kind of money, you get Captain America's shield and beat up Nazis and stuff.
I usually beat up Nazis without shields, but a shield helps.
All right.
Full helmet.
The reason they're doing this is because of this. The Iron Man helmet.
Right, but it is exactly the same toy as the thing I got for $20 in 2007, all the same functions and everything.
Maybe it's better plastic.
No, it didn't look like it because the back still fell off of that one when the guy took it off, just like this one does.
Maybe it's a prototype.
No, I don't think so.
Diecast, you're going to do the show with that helmet on?
Oh, it gets really hot. Really hot in here, so
that's why you leave the faceplate open.
That is beautiful. I really like that.
And it makes it easier to drink.
You just the only thing I would change is I would grow a mustache, and otherwise it's perfect.
I kind of got it going on. Not the exact one, but
maybe if you get like a big black crayon diecast.
Yeah, that would work. Some of those stick-ons just for. Just for Halloween.
Get some of the adhesive back Velcro strips and just, you know.
I'm the
they iron... can also hang stuff from your face.
Yeah. That's pretty nice. Pretty nice. But
this was, you know, right around $100, so it's not going to be as nice as this, but this is what they're going for.
No, I mean it's going to be exactly this, but resculpted to look like the face in the new movie. There's no reason for that to cost $80.
Well, the back will be nicer too. It won't be that.
I was watching the stream diecast. The back looks exactly like this one.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yep.
Well, that kind of looks like a trucker's hat. Now that I look at it, I've never actually noticed that before.
Oh, the it's adjustable in the back, yeah.
See, this one actually has.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's no, that is a very nice, you know, helmet replica. That's worth the $100 it costs for what they put into it. The voice changer helmet, they have not done anything to physically change it except cosmetically. There's no reason for that price on it, if that's correct.
The reason is money. They just want money. So money.
Okay, there's
money.
No justifiable reason.
There you go. Okay, so MP32 Masterpiece Optimus Primal. We have high quality photos from Dengeki Hobby Plus packaging shot. These photos are freaking beautiful.
I love the way Primal looks in robot mode. It's just, I mean, just he's gorgeous. I mean, the way that the texturing on the body with the fur.
I love how they're able to capture. I was curious how they're going to capture that, you know, when we saw the prototype, and that just looks like freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, I still want one flocked. I don't know why. Just want to see one flocked.
I would love to have a flocked Transformer.
See, my problem right now is the close-up pictures from this shoot. You can kind of see the, because you know the hydrographics process. Basically, they take a sheet of plastic and print a pattern on that, and then through the chemical bath, they can transfer that onto the plastic parts. You can kind of see the like dot matrixy looking pattern of the printing on that. You know, so when you're doing like close-up photography, that's not going to look good on it, and it may be perceptible just like, you know, to the naked eye when you're examining the toy.
I noticed that. Yeah,
that's my concern.
It's gonna be... my Transformer should not have a DPI.
Exactly.
Well, it's just
look good far, but far from good.
Yeah. Well, with me being an untrained eye and not used to all this stuff, just looking at these pictures, it looks like it's a very subtle fur pattern. You know, that's all that I see.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at the, like, close-up of the hip joint, Don, though, and you will probably see what we're talking about.
You can probably see one of the headshots, too.
Yeah, but I think the hip joint shot is probably, like, the easiest to see that texture.
It looks more like snake skin than fur.
It looks
when you get close-up on it.
It looks like fur printed in a 1980s comic book.
Oh, I see. Look at that. Okay.
I'm trying to find the
hip. Really, I ruined this toy for everyone.
No, because that's still, like, the photo we're looking at is still greatly scaled up from the actual toy. So I think it'll be fine. And on my shelf, it'll be gorgeous.
Yes, it will absolutely be fine from even just a short distance. But
until that transfer starts peeling off.
I'm not super worried about that because it's not like, you know, it's not any different from other paint applications. There is the possibility of wear where parts rub together, but at the same time, it's not like it's a plastic film that's literally applied to the toy.
So hopefully on the live stream that's coming across, I can't tell, but on my 43-inch screen that I'm looking at this at the full resolution, it's definitely visible. Unless that, and I don't think it is, unless this could be some sort of artifact, and it doesn't look like it from the scan, if this is a scan for the magazine, but I don't think it is.
It's not a magazine scan. Like, these photos would go in, like, some of these photos could very well go into a print magazine, but these are original photos.
Okay. Yeah.
And I do see a wear mark on one of the photos.
Yeah. I think that's the photo I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
But I still like the way he looks. I love they included both arm guns.
Yeah. And I look at this, and I'm just like, why isn't this the Transmetal Optimus Primal?
It'd be nice if they got far enough to do that, too.
That Masterpiece would... Transmetal Megatron. It wouldn't be any different engineered than the original, but it would be bigger.
Well, Chris, you're more familiar with this process. You're more familiar with the process than I am. Could they use this process to give a appearance of a Transmetal of a chrome shiny paint?
They would vac metal it unless they wanted to go the route of where some people are like trying to paint their toys like cell animation. You could do something similar to that with highlights in paint.
That wouldn't really apply to hydrographics.
No, it wouldn't. But it would be some sort of process that you could use to sort of simulate that without having to worry about the chipping later. But it wouldn't be the same.
Don, if you think about, like, basically anything, you know, made of plastic that's got, like, a camo pattern on it, Mm-hmm. That's done with the hydrographics process. It's for complex pattern stuff that would be impractical to paint on through typical hand painting or like spray mask methods.
I gotcha.
Just because it's so comprehensive and so varied.
Sort of like I'm using an old example, like Mandrian Spawn. That's the Spawn figure that he had back in his line. That was lots of little bitty squares and details and checker patterns. And
sure.
If the details are sculpted on, that could conceivably be hand painted. It would be, you know,
okay. So that's
be expensive and time consuming to have done. But as long as there is, you know, a guide to go by on the toy in some capacity.
I got you. Basically, the difference is if it's sculpted, it could be a hand painted. But if all your detail is coming from the paint pattern.
And when it's something like a fur texture, too, that's something that's a little bit more abstract. So painting that all over a toy's surface would be, it's not something that you can like factorize really well.
Matt's cool. Tired.
I understand. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like Matt's really tired.
Also, you're talking about Beast Wars, so Matt doesn't care.
Okay, so Masterpiece, so let's jump ahead. So Masterpiece Inferno, Ladder to Torso Transformation Demo Video. I have not tried to show a video on the show in years, like literally since like 2012, but I'm going to try this.
Oh, this is cool. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. I'm all there.
There's audio playing, so.
I just watched it like four times while I was recording you guys in a reasonable conversation.
I'm sorry.
It's definitely, you know,
I'm impressed.
Definitely.
That was really cool. And you guys probably couldn't be heard because of the audio from the video, so just FYI.
I didn't say anything important.
No, you didn't. So go ahead. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know, I definitely still want to pick up, you know, like I said, I've got Hellfire and Wrestle as my stand-ins, and I'm happy with them. But I definitely would like to get one of these two just for that neat gimmick of the ladder thing, if nothing else.
So I'd like to have maybe Hellfire beside of Grimstone. No, to have Hellfire and Grimstone. Okay. Yeah, that looks really neat. I can't wait to get this toy. So when
you know, there was
out?
A toy in Cybertron that was called Brimstone, if you want to just go directly for it.
Well, I was like but you know, Grimstone is more, you know, well known. So, when's this coming out? February, something like that.
November, no. Next month.
No, if Inferno's due soon.
Okay.
Masterpiece Thrust is due out this month.
I canceled Inferno's that pre-order. I'm not doing Thrust.
Yeah.
Isn't Primal this month?
Yeah, Optimus Primal is this month. Thrust is an exclusive, so it's coming also.
Let's see here. Heshwan toy event.
Well, that's probably close enough.
Let's see here. More Titans Return Masterpiece photos. So is this a fan event or a convention or what? Any idea?
I think this was like a Taiwan toy show.
But lots of neat photos from this.
Yeah, that
this is actually the venue where the Inferno transformation video came from.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I'll be honest, I really love that Shattered Glass MP10.
Get it,
Ben. I think I'd rather have the EVA colors just for some weird reason. I love the way those EVA colors look on that Prime. But that's a pretty Optimus Prime in those Shattered Glass colors.
It doesn't look bad.
I just don't care about the concept enough.
I will be so. It's got a black trailer, right? So I'm looking at this. I'm like, well, why isn't this just G2 Optimus Prime? Mm. Like, I would love to have I would get a Masterpiece G2 Optimus, even
You'd
though
have to have the sound pack though.
Yeah, I could probably live with it. I mean, it would be like a slightly darker blue on the legs. It would have the tampograph for the G2 symbol. It would have the black trailer with the silver stripe, and I would buy that. That would be money.
And the crazy guns.
Yeah. I would get that. What? Just do that. Hasbro or Takara. Make me happy.
No, I mean, if I was going to get a G2 Masterpiece Optimus, they would have to have the sound backpack.
They could,
with the accurate sounds.
You wouldn't want new sounds?
No.
Like, you wouldn't want to get, like, somebody else screaming, I am Optimus Prime?
No. No, I want them to take an original G2 Optimus backpack and sample all that sound and just reproduce it on a new chip.
That'd be cool. Actually, they could, you know, now memory is cheaper, however that's handled. They could put the G2 theme song on it.
Or they could put Cybernet's shifting space cube sounds.
They could, absolutely.
I'm not opposed to them putting, like, additional sounds on, but the original sounds have to be there and be the original sounds.
What's that sound? Speaking of sounds.
I think somebody's taking a shower.
That sounds like somebody's taking a shower.
My furnace just kicked on.
Is that from Don?
No, I'm not taking a shower.
It stopped.
Yeah, I think that's the furnace.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Is it cold there?
Yeah, the temperature's been dropping pretty low at night. Yeah. Down into the 40s.
Yeah, it got to the 40s here.
Heat on yet.
It's 57 here.
My AC is still running, though. Darn south.
Sorry, 52.
Okay, so let's see here. What else we got going on? Nah, it hand photos. I guess we can show that. There's another couple things I skipped, which I'll get back to. I can't.
Certainly getting Nah soon.
Yeah, I.
Well, I think that's just an awesome diecast. That's just.
I like on Facebook, Rob Springer said they need Takara needs to do a hell version of Nah, so we can call him Hell Nah. I like that,
and I'm sure there's a wrestler reference you could probably throw in there too somehow, Brian.
Surprised Don's not more in favor of Hell Nah. That seems right up his alley.
It does,
that kind of humor.
It?
Yeah.
He also said that their leader should be called Mean, so you could have Nah Mean.
I don't even get that one.
I don't either.
Not what I mean.
Yeah.
Transformers Robot Disguise Season 2 returns October 22nd. Is that? Oh, okay, yeah. Season 2 mid-break. Returns with new episodes.
We could call this Season 2.5.
Yeah. I don't like these mid-season breaks that have become in fashion in the last several years.
Okay, so like Season 2 aired 13 episodes. Decepticon Island was the end of those 13 episodes. That was basically the end of Season 2. These six are an add-on to Season 2, but they're not a new season unto themselves, but they make Season 2 be an odd number. So, like, they're not part of the normal structure. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, so, and also Combiner Force is going to be a whole season?
Season 3.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the retitling of it for marketing purposes.
That's exciting to me. I can't wait to see it.
What's interesting, though, is that the release that comes with this mentions that there is going to be a 5-unit Decepticon combiner team in the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So either that's not going to be reflected in the toy line, which would suck, or that's going to be another thing to expect to see at Toy Fair.
And the toys are actually really cool that we got to see. They're very simplistic, but they're cool because it's two combining into one. And I think
new character Duokani combiner actually looks really cool in the combined mode.
Yep.
Let's see. Skyhammer. So it's not in the show notes, but I want to mention this before we get to Machine Robo. Matt, you sent out a tweet about the new Dia Battles set. What's the price? What was the price tag on the
$190, I think.
Is that the space maneuver one?
Yeah.
Oh, that one looks so cool.
I think it was $189.99.
Ow. Thank you, exchange rates.
Yeah. I was all into this, and I can't not at that price.
I really wish I could get one of those Die Battle sets, but that is never going to be in the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so small. They're like, I was amazed.
Yeah, they're Voyager size when they're put together.
Yeah.
I'm still debating with myself over those, the little exosuit sets.
Oh, yeah.
That are coming out in January, I think. But those are $40 for one exosuit and one pilot, and that's still kind of.
I went ahead and canceled my pre-orders for those.
And then there's the thing of 8 Dianauts for $40, which at least seems a little bit better because those are complex little figures. But at the same time, it's $40 for, you know, 8 little 1-inch figures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's such a nice looking line, and I wish I could buy it.
So I can say now with Machine Robo, I'm probably done buying the Machine Robo Masterpiece figures. Mixer Robo and Blackbird Robo are the new items up for pre-order. And Mixer Robo looks so sad that his face it's like somebody stole his puppy, and he
yeah.
He's sad because he's full of concrete, like you would be if you were full of concrete.
That's true. So he's backed up.
He feels very constipated.
Yeah. And I've pre-ordered both of them. Because now we're getting into the obscure characters that wasn't never really on screen as far as the GoBot counterparts that much. And I just really want those two.
I pre-ordered him, and that's because of the vehicle mode, mostly.
Blackbird Robo looks better than Mixer Robo, but I'm still not like super, super pleased with any of them. And they're so small that I don't know. I don't really feel that I need them.
I still want to get Eagle Robo at some point. And I want to get them all. It's just after getting Tank, I think my Machine Robo desires were satisfied mostly with Tank. I just want a couple of characters that, you know, were sort of really obscure, like Blackbird those.
I mean, like if the submarine came out, I would consider that
a dive.
Yeah, or the front loader, the pallet jack or whatever. Not the pallet jack, the
forklift.
Forklift. Can't think. Yeah, if the forklift came out, I would get that. But there's not many more of these characters that I'm super interested in.
I still want a battle wagon, the Man of War battleship. That would be.
Or Spacey, or Spacey came out, something like that. Tux would be cool. But yeah, okay, so didn't we talk about this last week? More Than Meets the Eye, Parts 1 and Part 2, audio from the Space
New
Bridge.
New installments.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess they've acquired these, and then they're going through and releasing them episode by episode. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anything interesting that was discovered in these?
Well, More Than Meets the Eye Part 2 all is one chunk. It's the whole episode in the one segment. There's not any, like, deleted scenes, but there are some extensions which imply more things were going on that didn't really make it to the final episodes. Nothing, you know, super amazing, but it's still interesting.
Cool.
We know also that they have at least a little bit into season 2 because they were talking on Twitter about having something from, I think, Dinobot Island.
Oh, neat.
So this looks like it could go, you know, reasonably far.
Cool. Okay, so next item, last item in the official news block from Transformers Last Night. New car spotted on the set in the UK. I'm looking at it. It looks like a 1984 Pontiac Sunbird. So what is this?
It seems to be a lessee, which is basically the Chinese equivalent to the Tesla driverless car.
Oh, cool.
Which, if I'm understanding right, has not been completely officially unveiled for the first time yet. So that might be why it's, you know, hanging out there under covers most of the time.
Yeah.
But like, it kind of follows suit with some of the Chinese tie-in from Age of Extinction, and if you're going to introduce a Transformer character, a driverless car is not too far out there for an alt mode.
No, that's pretty cool. Okay, so let's see here. Time to thank Amazon and you for going to tfradio.net, clicking on the Amazon link, and doing your Amazon shopping through our website. Amazon sends back a little bit of cash our way to pay for the show. It helps out, and we really appreciate you and Amazon. Diecast tonight, thank you, Diecast, pre-ordered a Voltron from Amazon. That thing looks killer. I may have to pick that up.
It's been a long time coming that we've needed to get an updated Voltron.
Vehicle Voltron.
It seems like we get a new Voltron every 3 or 4 years, doesn't it?
No, they keep reissuing the same Voltron over.
Oh.
This is actually a new Voltron.
And I have to say, they're always Lion Force. Lion Force is not always...
There's a reason for that, Don.
It's the best one.
That's because that's the real Voltron dog.
I'm just
it's the one everybody knows.
I'm just tired of flying. I know. I'm just saying I'm tired of flying. I would like a new vehicle Voltron at some point.
I like vehicle Voltron. Like, no joke. I really do. I mean, Lion Force is the Voltron that I know and love, but this looks great. Let's see. It says it's 270 millimeters tall, so that's, what, about a foot?
11 inches.
11 inches. I'm getting better with the metric conversion, since basically all the 3D models I'm downloading are in metric. So I've got to just... So
it seems kind of short.
An easy rule of thumb is a foot is 30 centimeters.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So yeah, it looks nice. It's $300. And if you want to pre-order that, that's available. Amazon actually today announced a new Amazon Music Unlimited service that's like $4 a month. If you have an Amazon Echo, which Diecast and I do, and I'm actually getting a new Echo here in a week when the new Dot is released. It's like $50.
Yep.
I'm super excited because I love my Alexa, and I don't want to say it too loudly, and I just can't wait. No.
Alexa.
I love you. I love you.
That's really sweet.
I love that thing. So.
That's it. Really nice. Yours is like, you're sweet.
Yeah. But yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon. Tell your friends. I mean, like, seriously, just telling people about it and asking people to shop it helps out a lot. A friend of mine, MJ, he doesn't listen to any of our podcasts, but he uses our link, and he's a great friend for doing that. So tfradio.net/Amazon. Tell your friends. Okay. Third-party news. Let's see here what we got going on. Iron Factory, Lord Scorpion, new color photos. I cannot wait to get my hands on this.
I'm hoping if they're, you know, releasing a new set of photos, that means they're getting ready to, you know, release the toy.
Yeah. Finally. It looks so nice.
Hey, one thing at a time.
It's gorgeous. Now, looking at this really makes me want to get the, we talked about it last week, the DX9 Devastator. That's Hulky. Oh, yeah. Is that Hulky?
Hulky,
yes.
Yeah, this looks phenomenal. Cannot wait to get my hands on this. And are they doing a Black Zerak repaint?
Unannounced.
Yeah, I at this price, it would be worth it just to get it. Please, Iron Factory, please release this soon.
The most recent posting they've made about this mentions again a 16 centimeter height, which would be around about 6 inches, but also makes a point to note that it's more about that the thing is bulky to feel large, so they're kind of starting to acknowledge that, yeah, this isn't that tall.
It looks phenomenal. I don't care.
Oh yeah, it absolutely does. It looks really nice, very poseable, well detailed. I still want it very much. I just hope it will, you know, be taller enough among my headmasters.
Oh, it makes a perfect headmaster. That's right. So, if you go by the comics.
Yeah, that was basically my motivation for this, is a Scorponok size to interact with dudes.
Can I do no less? Sorry. Simon Furman. Okay, so let's see here. What, have we got anything else? Anything third-party news? That's it?
It's been a quiet week for third-party.
Hey.
The only thing I can think of is... Contact Shot went up for a lot of places, a pre-order, and
I just got
it. Yeah, and the J4ZZ
Jazz
is in stock at Chosen Prime.
The Reveal the Shield Masterpiece Jazz.
Yeah.
Such a weird toy.
Yeah.
Diecast,
you find an engineering scheme that works, stick with it.
Yeah. You getting that Diecast?
Probably not.
Okay.
Are you going to go in for one of the other Jazzes?
Oh yeah, Make Toys is doing a Jazz, aren't they?
Yeah,
one yeah.
Make Toys. Yeah, that one looks good.
Yep.
Yay. Okay, so Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
We've got the review of this week's issue of Revolution, which is kind of confusing if you don't give a damn about Micronauts. We're looking back at Beast Wars as a toy line for its 20th anniversary, and I have put up a text and photo review of Deluxe Cheetor this week.
Cool. Are you going to do... So this is the original Cheetor, not the...
yeah, this is the very first one.
Okay. Okay, cool. So let's see here. Anything else? That's it? Okay, on the network this week, Sweet Christmas, it's the Luke Cage podcast. Superhero Time finally posted that, because I know you guys had worked on it this weekend, or this week.
Yesterday.
I thought this was earlier than that. Wow. No. Awesome. That was a quick turnaround then. So you guys liked it, I guess, spoilers.
Yes. Yes, we talked for an hour and 45 minutes on that. Probably would have kept going if I didn't say, okay, we're done.
So I will say this. At work, this has been the biggest topic of conversation as far as all of the Marvel series have been. I mean, I think as a friend at work, I think he probably preferred Daredevil, but there was more conversation around this and what it means to Marvel than mm-hmm. basically anything else. So, yeah, that's awesome. So check that out. Let's see here. We also have Get the Skinny. After over a month, John and I return. Things like – and John's gone. He dropped off.
I'm right here.
You are?
He is?
I think so. Is this me?
Yeah, I don't see
you. Somebody have a mirror?
I don't see you on
the
screen.
No, I don't see him.
That's a John. Awesome.
That is so awesome. Weird. That is so weird. But after
I like this version of Skype.
Yeah.
This is the best thing ever.
So I mentioned in pre-show, our pre-show is basically a Skype bitching podcast in and of itself. So, and if I complain about it on Twitter, the Skype Twitter account tweets at me. It's like, hey, what's wrong? It's like, I'm certain that
your product is terrible.
Try using your own product. You'll find out real quick.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so John and I return after a month. Things like being sick, the debates and everything have kept us from doing the show. But after a summer break.
Yeah, the debates make me sick too.
That's true.
Yeah.
We talk about things like Bluebell ice cream and lots of other terrible, terrible things you shouldn't eat on Get the Skinny.
What a tease.
Yep. Take Four Wrestling. JT Hogg and I talk about what many people consider the worst wrestling pay-per-view of all time. The Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view. And
what year was that?
1999. It inspired us to also talk about the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, which is a Netflix documentary. It's not a Netflix documentary, but it's on Netflix. That Diamond Dallas Page promoted. Going in, I expected it to be like an hour and a half commercial for DDP Yoga. And it's not. It's really good. We talk about this next week, not this week. But the reason that inspired that is because one of Jake's like breakdowns from being high on crack is in this podcast. But here's a spoiler for next week's episode. We actually talk about a show that's worse than this one. So...
Is it the one JT Hogg was in? It's probably be pretty bad. But it's going to be a good one when I'm whooping his.
We do talk about you in this episode we recorded this week. So you might want to check that out. Let's see here. And Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Rob talks. I forgot this. The topic of last week's episode of Being Awesome is, did anyone tell Don about Death's Head 2? I love that.
In which I threatened to get Brian a Home Depot gift card for Christmas, or a t-shirt.
Yeah,
but Don
with a gift card in the pocket.
At Menards.
Oh, let's see here. Hold on, I'm talking about how terrible Hangouts is in the chat. Hangouts is so worse than Skype, and Skype is terrible. Let's see here. So, it's true.
Uvu.
Oh my God. Yeah, there are things worse. There are things worse than Skype. Okay, so that
and Hangouts.
So you can. That's it for the news and all of that. You can find me on Twitter, and I have been tweeting a lot more lately. Like I said, I would at B Kilby. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/BrianKilby. You can follow me there. I post funnier stuff there. And I post my Happy Day in Wilkes podcast, which I don't talk about here, even though I did record a new episode that you can check out if you want to at BrianKilby.com/radio. And of course you can. What?
But he's not going to talk about that.
But
here.
I'm not going to talk about that here. Yeah. Also, you can follow us at Twitter at TF Radio, and Diecast and everybody does an awesome job tweeting from that. And that's it. Chris, you want to tell us how people can find you?
You can read my reviews at T-Formers and, you know, the videos on the T-Formers YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Which Rob's better at remembering where that actually is.
T-Formers TV.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Diecast.
Find the best shill.
You can find me on Twitter at Diecast2 and on YouTube at RFC Reviews. Today I put up the Titan Master heads with the adapter kit by Insane Galvatron or Galvatron Insane Designs.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what else did I put up there recently? I put up a mystery box from Mezco.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Did you solve the mystery?
Did
you rewrite history?
I opened up the box.
Oh, Matt, how do we get a hold of you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Melvar.
MELLLVARR.
Three L's, two R's.
Okay.
Because Brian sucks.
Hey,
it's actually big now because a couple of those tweets are like, wow, that's a dick tweet. I don't know if that's Brian doing that or that's.
You know what? Let's just leave that a mystery for now.
Yeah. Matt, could you sound any less enthused? Because, you know, we don't want our listeners to get confused about how you feel like being on social media now.
He's doing a good job of it, too. I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
Don.
I can be reached wherever fine goods are sold. No, I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EBR. And that's it.
Cool.
Pretty much.
Rob?
I am at RAC2750 on Twitter, also at FlailThroughs, and on YouTube at FlailThroughs, which is updating again. I've done a couple of random toy reviews this week.
Cool. Awesome. John?
That John D on Twitter.
Sweet. Also, hey, one thing. So I have updated tfradio.net/live. I dropped the new chat system that I added a couple months ago. Yay. So I am now, thanks to some Googling, I am now embedding the YouTube chat in the website. So if you want to chat with us on YouTube, you don't have to go all the way to YouTube to do it. You can just do it through tfradio.net/live. And at tformers.com, I'm also embedding it on our live stream there. So now everybody will be chatting from the same place instead of having two different chats. So, and it doesn't cost me anything other than, you know, the other service costs like $5 a month. So this is free.
Oh.
And it's better. So.
How hard was it to get the YouTube chat to embed?
You just have to change like a parameter in the iframe URL. So just basically to keep.
So it's the same as embedding a YouTube video, basically. Then
it's not. You have to add a parameter that you don't add to the video. But yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Okay.
So yeah, it's really easy. I just had to do some research. So hey, now
cool.
if you go to tfradio.net/live, you will only get the chat during the live stream. So if you go and you don't see anything, it's not broken. It's just it doesn't work until.
And you'll also have to be signed into a YouTube account, I assume.
Yeah,
Google
account. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you can watch us live every Wednesday at around 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's pre-show until 8:30 or so when the actual show starts, which is again the Skype complaint podcast that we. Whoa!
Good job, Don.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
Sorry, Massey. Not,
but you're not screaming, so I don't believe it.
No, he jumped out of my lap, clawed me, and then jumped down.
I
good kitty.
I find that bogus. I heard no screams. So
Don's desensitized.
Yes, that just
means he didn't draw blood.
That's true. But again, tfradio.net/live every Wednesday at tformers.com. And again, if you're following us on Twitter and on Facebook, you will see that. So that's our 17th anniversary show. That's all you get. No cake. Nothing else.
Oh, I want okay. cake.
Yeah.
So what? Cake with water, no silverware, and
that's BotCon
96. Served on napkins.
That's BotCon 96, Don. We weren't even doing.
I like to think
then.
We're a little bit better than BotCon 96.
Well, I had it's confusing because I had as much fun at both, so I can't quite tell the difference. I'm kidding.
Well, that's
kidding.
Sad.
Makes me sad. Okay, well, guys, thanks for being here, and everybody out there, thanks for listening or watching. We will see you next week. Have a good one.
Take care, everybody.
Have a happy day.
Have a happy day.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.